Chairman of XBL International, Michael Heder, and warm welcome here.
Good morning, and thank you, everybody. It's wonderful to see all of you, and on behalf of XBL International, I'd like to also express my thanks to the German jurisdiction for hosting us and to all the many folks who worked on the conference. I just want to have a short presentation here, and it's really primarily focused on recognition of folks who are participating. So, just a little, one thing I wanted to start off with is, as some of you may know, is there's some 500 member organizations, 22 jurisdictions, as you saw the map that Kurt showed. We have established and provisional together some 22 jurisdictions worldwide. Over the last year, we've had some significant accomplishments around the technical standard. So we established an XBRL International Standards Board, which Mr. John Turner leads or chairs today. The dimension specification went to recommendation, and the XBRL GL went to approved status. So these are things that we can all recognize and thank the folks who worked on it. One of the things I'd like to do right now is ask those of you who actually chair a technical working group or participate in one to stand up in the room so folks can see you. So, and this is a participation request on my part. Those who chair a working group or participate in one. So, please don't be shy. And you won't be standing alone. Continue to stand, please. Those who work on a project somewhere in the world focused on XBRL, Extensible Business Reporting Language, please stand up. Government, regulatory, stock exchange, tax authority, continue to stand. Those of you who have, please stand up, who have placed a bet in your business or your career based on this technology. So you run a business, you manage a business that has something to do with XBRL. Okay, continue to stand. Please stand if you've ever attended an XBRL international conference or a local event. And you can count this one as well. Oh, now come on, there's still some people sitting down. I'd like to invite those other people to stand up if you know what XBRL stands for. And we still have some holdouts who are still sitting down. Thank you, everybody. One of the visions that we have at XBRL International that we're beginning to see is actually to begin to see conferences and events where the majority of the people in the room are folks who are newcomers to Extensible Business Reporting Language. But we recognize today the commitments you have made around promoting the technology standard. So what does the road ahead look like for us? The future, from our perspective, is really about our collectively leading the change. Okay? We think about the fact that we need to achieve implementation over the next few years. So we've spent a lot of time at XBRL International. Many of you have spent your careers or good portions of your time driving the concept, driving or evangelizing XBRL. And what we're looking now in the future is it's really about how we lead the change, how we achieve implementation in the projects that you work on. If you're a software or services vendor, how your particular offering will help to enable that change. And all of us in the room, as we speak about it, and then as we actually talk about its value. XBRL International is actually committed to growing the professional organization. So many of us, when we think about XBRL, we think about the consortium, right? And the consortium as that organization that collaboratively works together to develop the technology standard. Where we've actually fundamentally have begun to shift our thinking at the steering committee level, and that we would like to share with you today, is that we are very much committed to growing a professional organization, right? An organization that's sustainable over time, and that we can actually scale out worldwide. And that's actually a big change, because little over a year ago, we actually became an independent organization. We had strong ties in the past to the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, or the AICPA. And since then, we've stepped out and we've become our own organization. And with that has come challenges around managing our budgets independently, strengthening our governance, and developing our own leadership. And when we reflect on leadership, we look across back out to all of you, because you're part of the leadership worldwide, right? It's not just the folks who are on the steering committee, it's the folks who are in our working groups, who are running projects, who are participating in their businesses, and those of you who participate in conferences. And with that, I actually would like to announce one of the key milestones we passed through and invite Mr. Tony Fragnito to come up on stage with me. We have just hired a chief executive officer for Expira International, and he has accepted our offer, and his name is Mr. Tony Fragnito. Now, Tony doesn't start, Mr. Fragnito doesn't start till July 1st, so he did ask me, are you going to put me on the spot and make me say something? And I told him that I would not put him on the spot and make him say something. But I would like to have you folks recognize that we have a new leader for the organization, and we're really, really excited about Tony's becoming part of Expira International. One of the things I want all of you to think about, especially for those of you who are working on projects, is over the next few days, is make sure you spend time connecting with other folks who are working on projects. Because we're at that point, as we look into achieving implementation, it's about learning best practices, it's about sharing learning and so forth. So make sure that you get to connect. And now, what I want to do is I actually want to call up the folks on the International Steering Committee, including staff, present and past, so that you can recognize who the core leadership of Expira International is. And as I read off their names, you can read who they are, and I'd ask our steering committee members and staff members to step down. They can come up on stage or stand in front. Conor O'Kelly, our Ireland representative. Mike Willis, at-large representative and second vice chair. Bill Swirsky, our treasurer. And Arlene Thomas, our HR committee chair. And they're roughly coming up in the order that I'm saying. John Turner, chair of the standards board. Leif Watson, who's our chair of the jurisdiction development committee. Federico Flores. And is Federico here yet?
Oh,
apologies. Mike Bartel, our at-large member. Mark Bolgiano from Expira US. Luc de Frenze from Belgium. Yong Moon Lee. And here comes Yong Moon. Walter Hampshire. Makoto Kuizumi. Diane Mueller. Jan Pasmui. Kurt Ramin. Nobuyuki Sambuichi. Chris Rogers. And I think I made a mistake, Jean-Luc Menda, because I made this before our meeting yesterday. Jean-Luc Menda is our most recent ISC member representing France.
Find the top.
Not present today, we have an at-large member, Tom Church, and Paul Phoenix from Australia. And I want to also recognize Expira International staff. So Hugh Wallace, who's our Director of Standards Development. Cheryl Neal, Executive Assistant. And we have two past staff members that I know are here, and I actually would like to welcome them up front because they made major contributions to Expira International. So Ignacio Hernandez-Ross, I saw you sitting in the back of the room, so I'm going to ask you to come on up front. And Olivier Servais.
All present.
The thing to recognize, it's not about the chairman, it's not about any particular individual. It's really, it's a team of leaders, and it's an international team of leaders, and it changes and it continues to grow. So we're all very proud and of everybody who has participated and continues to contribute, whether it be at the steering committee level or down in our working groups or within your businesses. So thank you very much, and I'm going to hand over to John Turner, who will talk about our standards board. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. A theme for today, as Michael has just pointed out, is that there's a bunch of people that you can come and talk to with your questions. I'm going to add to that list very shortly. Quickly, we'll go through the purpose of the Standards Board. We'll talk about our current priorities and some current issues. Last year, XBRL International recognised that the way that our technical standards have been developed over the past seven or eight years, whilst they've grown in their maturity, have been rather ad hoc. There are far too many very large organisations that rely on XBRL today for us to allow that to continue, and as a result, we formed the Standards Board under the initial chairmanship of Michael O'Hara. We are charged primarily with improving the quality and consistency and stability of XBRL International's technical materials. We are very keen about stability. We are very keen to ensure that the new pieces of work that we put forward to the community for your consideration meet the standards of quality and consistency that you need. In changing the way that we operate our working groups, many of you who are participating are very familiar now with long diatribes about intellectual property and a variety of other relatively tedious aspects of our arrangements. It's a recognition that this is a serious business and that we need to go about it in a formal and correct manner. We're also endeavouring to do our work in a more open manner. The Standards Board is charged with managing this process in a proactive manner, and the objective of all of our work is to ensure that all of these specifications and technical materials that we develop are interoperable. Different software vendors, open source efforts can produce the same materials and they can all work together. But it boils down to this: we need to create an effective culture and we need to get stuff done. From a culture perspective, you can have a look at the slides if you like, but we're essentially trying to move more towards the way the W3C operates and less from a perhaps more closed in and less formal mechanism that we had in the past. There is a greater focus on project management, there's a greater focus on timelines. If you would like to understand our accountabilities and the way that the working groups operate, please have a look at the governing documents that cover the operation of the Standards Board as well as the XBRL International in general. So that's xbrl.org/governance documents, governing documents. And if you have any questions, please ask me or any other member of the Standards Board or indeed the ISC. So, what are we trying to do? We have achieved a lot. There's a lot of XBRL adoption out there, but you're all saying we need more. And I want to cover off a few important areas. One of our working groups that is a very important effort is our formula working group. For those of you that are familiar with the technical details of XBRL, you know this. For those of you that have not come to a conference previously, you might not be aware of this. Today, the calculation capabilities inside XBRL are very, very limited. You can add and subtract most of the time. The formula link base, or the formula with a formula specification, is a new module. It's an optional module. You don't need to use it. You can do lots of very valid and excellent XBRL projects without having anything to do with it. But it's designed to solve some of the problems that the people in the business have been talking about all around the world. People want to be able to consolidate data with XBRL. People want to be able to design rules with XBRL. They want to be able to say, if they're a credit officer inside a bank, that they should get a message about the fact that the credit quality of a client might have been degrading. Regulators want to know that if a particular company's activities seem way outside the bounds of normality. analysts and others want to know that if there happens to be an investigation or a prosecution of some sort by one of the many regulators in the room, maybe they should dump that stock. These are all kinds, it's all some of the problems that the formula link base can resolve. A lot of you are financial analysts and you need to do financial math. So that's something else that the formula specification is addressing. So where are we at with this? The second public working draft after an important face-to-face meeting that's occurring here on Wednesday will be released this month. The formula work operates with some other technical activities, the functions which do the calculations, and some of them need to be added to our existing stock of functions and tested. We work with conformance suites. These are tools that ensure the interoperability of our software, and is a familiar aspect of working with XBRL and indeed other technical standards for all the software vendors and technologists in the room. We will need to make some improvements as we go forward, but the result of all of this is that we will have what's called termed a fact-producing specification, which will mean that you can do most of the things that you have been wanting to do with XBRL for a very long time. So it's an exciting period and a very complicated piece of work. If you haven't been involved in the formula specification to date, please, if you have the staff or you are yourself technically capable to get involved in this probably most complex of our specifications, please do so. It requires your input. There are some things in life that are certain. Versioning is all about change. We know that taxonomies that we build and that we base XBRL on will change as time goes forward. So how do we deal with that? There's not a agreed uniform mechanism for doing that inside XBRL today, although many projects have got different and valid approaches to that exercise. In effect, if you have a taxonomy with a concept in it, I've chosen receipts from customers, and some aspect of that concept changes from period to period as a taxonomy improves, you need to be able to communicate that to those that need to use these taxonomies. So the versioning work group are a brand new working group. They met for the first time last week, in fact. This is a relatively small piece of work. We hope to get this piece of work completed no later than the end of the year, but we are hoping to have usable product much earlier than that. The tremendous aspect of the versioning working group is that we have broad agreement amongst key projects and all of the vendors to experiment with the results of this group's activities and make sure that we're doing this right. Many of you will have heard of XBRL GL, the Global Ledger. The Global Ledger is really in a reinvigorated state recently. We approved the specification, which is a set of XBRL taxonomies, relatively recently. XBRL Global Ledger is a mechanism for generically expressing transactional data that roll up to business reports. Obviously, different accounting and ERP systems do this in a different way. XBRL GL is a way of imposing consistency in a standards-based layer. You can create tax reports from disparate systems and submit them to a regulator. You can create multiple representations from the transactions into different gap arrangements or provide gap reconciliations where you have that data available to you. It's also being looked at in terms of facilitating audit across large organizations. So the core components of GL went live. It was approved relatively recently. If you've not been involved in that, get involved, learn about that environment. The current efforts of that working group are on linking transactions with financial reporting, and this is something that went into a public working draft just last week and is available on the website. This is an incredibly promising field. It's true that its timelines associated with its adoption are likely to be longer than those of XBRL financial reporting, but in many respects, XBRL GL has the potential to have a greater impact on business reporting. So if you're not familiar with it, please spend some time this week and understand it. Rendering. Lots of projects, lots of efforts have had questions about how to render their documents. Finance professionals want to know that this stuff that's sitting in a bunch of angle brackets is really the same as that printed document that they've sweated over. The rendering group is developing a standardized way to produce a, I emphasize a, human readable representation of an XBRL document. This is an exercise where the user requirements have largely been defined. The group is currently examining three solutions, all of which appear viable. This is a very active group. This is a very important topic for many of our users. And this is a question of balancing balancing those requirements and making sure that we provide something sooner rather than later. The group is working towards a public working draft by the end of 2007. Lots more goes on inside the standards board. We meet every week. There's a range of improvements to our base specification. We have groups looking at defining new types of relationships for various types of business reporting, as well as taxonomy approval. Look at also for improved communications via the standards board. Perhaps this talk is the start of that exercise about what we're trying to achieve. When you have questions, you have plenty of people that you can talk to. I'll introduce the standards board in a moment, although I think we're missing one person in the room. This is a complex environment. Nobody should underestimate that. What was it, the Sumerians, Kurt, that they started accounting? So really, this accounting's got a lot of history. It's a complex environment. XBRL is sometimes criticized as a complex technology, but we're dealing in a very complex domain. Those that have attempted to refactor it into something simpler have generally come up against that fact that this is a complex environment. XBRL International is a very international effort, and our working groups operate across not just cultural boundaries, but across professional boundaries. It's in many environments very uncommon to have software vendors, regulators, accountants, and analysts working together. So we need everybody to focus on cooperation. We need everyone to focus on collaboration, and we thank you in advance for your ongoing efforts in all of that area. We're not unfamiliar with the concept that we need X and we need it yesterday. In fact, it's a funny time for XBRL. Adoption works against us in some respects. We have a very active, very successful standard all over the world. Lots of projects in the room, and there's lots of people working on them. There are, in fact, just less people to work and devote time to these standards than there perhaps there were 2 or 3 years ago when we were more in a conceptual phase. However, you can help. Please contribute directly to working groups if you don't already do so. Make use of our public working drafts and comment on them. You have networks of vendors, technologists, academics, and communities. Make those people aware of our efforts and our processes. Could I ask the members of the Standards Board, Ray Lamb, Mark van Hulvoorde, to stand up? Where's Mark? Gianluca, you in the room? Gianluca Gabalotto is around the conference. David Van Cannon is joining us shortly. You can ask any of us any questions about this process. Please do seek out members of the Standards Board. But I'd also very much encourage you to deal with your counterparts and other projects. Thank you, gentlemen. And seek out those counterparts here in Munich and make those connections. Thank you very much for your time. If you have any questions, please come and find us during the conference. We'll be here all week. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.